The Department of Home Affairs regularly reviews the list of critical skills that it will allow for foreign nationals, basically, to apply for work permits and opportunities, obviously, to be explored in South Africa. And it's a way of government ensuring that a foreign national does not take a job in South Africa that would very much be suitable for a South African. Expat Web is a company that was engaged by the Department of Higher Education and Training to help come up with this critical skills survey, which formed part of the latest preliminary list, which has now been submitted to the Department of Home Affairs. Joining me on the line is the Managing Director of Expat Web. That's Marissa Jacobs. Marissa, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, FSCAR. Thank you.
Let's start by asking how the critical skills survey gets conducted and how regularly.
Sure. So the critical skills survey is in its fifth year running now. It gets conducted annually by Expat Web, and it's a survey among multinationals and large employers in South Africa to determine what are the skills that they most struggle to recruit locally, and would an international search help them to find those skills and bring them into the country.
And what are some of the headlines, Marissa? What skill set has been included, which is going to be most notable, and what skill set has been excluded? And I ask this question noting very much that this is a preliminary list and that there'll be a public participation process that might very well change the shape of this list, if you like, by the time it is finalized.
Yeah, of course. So based on the survey, the top skills that come up, and this is not new this year, it's the same skills that we see popping up year on year, and it includes engineers, of course, with the fifth industrial revolution, ICT specialists are top amongst the skills that are difficult to recruit. C-suite executives and most specifically senior financial executives pop up. Healthcare professionals, which most notably include nurses. And so this means that the demand outweighs the supply of these skills in the country at the moment, and to supplement the skill sets that we have, it is necessary for employers to look at foreign nationals and recruit internationally to bring them in. And this is a trend that we see worldwide. The UK, America, Australia, they all struggle with the same skills, and we in fact compete with them to recruit and for these very sought after skills.
And what skills have been excluded?
Based on the survey, those are the most critical skills. When the Department of Higher Education takes into account many other, they also do their own research. They also look at recruiting statistics based on the website and what positions get advertised for, etc. Many, many, many elements that get taken into account. So some of those skills that they have most notably excluded from the proposed list to the Department of Home Affairs for the new critical skills is corporate general managers. So that would impact those C-suite executive skills. That's normally the category under which they get brought in. We know that that's going to cause major disruption in the market. They've also excluded a lot of artisans. And artisans come up top every time we do the survey, but there's lots of unrest, of course, amongst the labour market in terms of some local artisans not being able to find jobs, but yet it's on the critical skills list. And that we have found with our interactions with the Department of Higher Education and Home Affairs, that it's project-specific artisan skills that they're looking for when we conduct the survey. So that could be for a specific project where they're looking for someone who's worked on a similar project before, which is a project that we haven't had in South Africa, and therefore they need to bring in a certain group of artisans to work on the project with those specialist skills, as while transferring skills to locals as well to upskill them.
What happens next, Marissa? The Department of Higher Education, of course, has taken your list and a list that they've put together as well, submitted that list to the Department of Home Affairs. I imagine the department then needs to review it, possibly take it to the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs in Parliament, publish it for public participation. All the HR managers, training consultants, anyone involved in the employment of South Africans will then say, wait a minute, I need somebody who knows how to apply, I don't know, cream cheese icing on a wedding cake, because there's a critical shortage in that skill. Therefore, I need to be able to import those people. Is that what happens next?
That's a perfect summary. It's exactly that. The department, the ball is now in the Department of Home Affairs court. They now take that list, scrutinize it, do their own internal investigations around what is going to be included, what not. Draft list gets published. Again, public, the employment sector gets an opportunity to comment on that list. And only if there's enough, so your example of the putting cream cheese on a cake, so only if there's enough input and enough people who note that as a skill that they struggle to recruit, only then will it be considered for including on the critical skills list. If it's not included on the critical skills list, the employer has to go through the traditional process of first proving to the Department of Labour that they're unable to find the skill locally, and only then will they get approval to import that skill.
It's an important list, Marissa. Thank you very much for finding the time to talk to us about it. Marissa Jacobs is the Managing Director at Expat Web. They worked with the Department of Higher Education and Training in coming together with this critical skills list, and a preliminary one has been handed over to the Department of Home Affairs. You can, in the meantime, go to the Department of Higher Education and Training's website to go and review the list. It's a preliminary one, but at least your company should already start thinking around what submissions they would like to make. Marissa Jacobs, heading up the company that conducted the survey on behalf of government.